Good evening, everybody. All right, Levin is now live with you guys.
Shalom Aleichem. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Special thank you to our host, Jake Weinman, for bringing us together to learn some words of Torah on this Monday evening. And as we begin, we always begin with our special appreciation to our sponsor. We're dedicating tonight's shir, L'zecher U'le'ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok, Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. And again, thank you to our sponsor. This week is Parshas Kisisa. It's a long parsha, and it's a very painful parsha where we learn about the Chet HaEgel and the whole sequence of events where Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded desperately, passionately on our behalf. And we paid tribute to Moshe Rabbeinu for all that he did for us. I'd like to discuss with you in a few minutes an idea, just a look at a pattern of psukim that appear throughout this parsha, and to try to bring out a very basic, simple idea in Yadus. We learn in this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Shamayim with the Luchos, he heard in the background the Jewish people were dancing, they were singing, as the Pasuk says, Mitzachik. They were having a good time. But unfortunately, Moshe was able to detect that this was not a holy thing that was happening. They were doing an Aver. Hashem filled in Moshe, and Moshe came down, he saw what happened, and he shattered the Luchos. He shattered the holy Luchos. The Luchos, the gift that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael. Luchos, Ma'afi Elokim Hema, V'hamichtov Michtov Elokim Hema. He shattered the Luchos. And then began a long process of where Moshe Rabbeinu, he begged Hashem to forgive the Jewish people. Hashem initially did not want to forgive Klal Yisrael. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yatah now hanicholi, let go of me. V'yichar apivohem va'achalem. Doesn't get worse than that. Let my anger kindle against them and I will proceed to destroy them. What about my plan, the plan to bring my presence to this world? Will you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, we'll start all over with just you. And immediately we begin the next section of the Torah, which we lay in every time. Moshe pleaded with Hashem for forgiveness. And initially, it didn't go so well. Hashem did not accept the prayer of Moshe until he pulled out his cards and he said to Hashem the following words, Zechor li Avraham li Yitzchak uli Yisrael avodecha. Zechus avos. Just because the Jewish people themselves are not deserving, so what? How could you abandon Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Look how much they invested in Klal Yisrael. You can't just abandon Klal Yisrael today for their sins when you take into consideration where they come from, their heritage, their legacy, their ancestors. Remember, Hashem, you promised, you made an oath, Asher Nishbat Elohim, Bach, and you spoke to them and you said you would increase their children and you'll give them the land. And as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu said this to Hashem, Hashem says, okay, Vayinochem Hashem al Hara'ah, Asher diber la'asof li'amo. Hashem relented. He had a change of mind, a change of attitude towards the Jewish people. But Hashem didn't fully forgive Klal Yisrael. And it's very clear that when Moshe comes down, and as after Moshe, he punishes those that were guilty, he then is summoned by Hashem to come to Shemayim again. And he says to Moshe, Moshe, go down and tell them, I have delayed, I have pushed off the punishment, but it's not over yet. We will not proceed further the way we originally planned. Instead of me leading you and taking you directly into Eretz Yisrael with my divine presence, I'm going to appoint a malach. Bishalachti lefonecha malach, an angel. V'gerashti esakrani, and the angel will serve in my place to pave the way for you to enter into the land. You'll go into Eretz Yisrael, you'll conquer, you will succeed. But Hashem says, I will not be present. Of course, Hashem is everywhere. That's an understatement. But it means Hashem's intense divine presence will be absent. It will be through an intermediary. It will not come with the same intensity when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself rests his divine presence upon the Jewish people. When Klal Yisrael heard these words, their response was, "Vayishma ha'om es hadavar hara hazeh." There could be nothing worse than hearing this. For Hashem to take us into Eretz Yisrael without Him appearing and participating with His intense presence and substituting the Shechina with an angel or a form of leadership where Hashem hides himself, this is unacceptable. This is called a davar hara vayisabalu, and they mourned. Leshasu ish edya yalav, and the people could not accept this. They did not want to remove their jewelry, which was symbolic of their closeness with Hashem, their recognition that Hashem is with them. This was unacceptable. What exactly is going on here? What is the give and take? Let's just elaborate just slightly to bring out a point. I want to back up one pasuk. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go and tell the Jewish people that He will not enter the land together with them, but instead will send a substitute, a malach. The words of the pasuk first state, let me read the whole pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lech alei mizeh, atov ha'amazeh, go and ascend from here, you and the people, asher he'elisa mi eretz Mitzrayim. Take them with you, proceed to travel to Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem says, El Ha'oretz, to the land, Asher Nishpati, Li Avraham, Li Yitzchak, Uli Yaakov, Lemar, Lezaracha, Etenena. To the land that I promised your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why is that necessary? Why is Hashem telling Moshe to tell the Jewish people that when you proceed to travel to Eretz Yisrael, don't forget that this is the land that I've promised your ancestors? Well, we know that. That's self-evident. Why is Hashem introducing this harsh decree of stating that He will not participate with an intense presence, but instead send a substitute of a malach, which represents a less intense presence with repeating what is well known, that the land that you are planning to possess is the land that I've promised your ancestors. And the answer is, because when Moshe Rabbeinu asked forgiveness for the Jewish people, Hashem did not want to forgive us. It was only when Moshe said, Zuchor li Avraham li Yitzchak u li Yaakov. So Hashem said, you're right, I can't ignore Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that means whatever I'm going to do for you now will not be in your merit. There's a new plan. There's a plan. You'll receive the land, but you'll receive the land only as the Yarshim, those that inherit the land from the beneficiaries, from their ancestors, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, not in your merit. And being that it's not in your merit, you don't deserve that I should appear. I should present myself with the same intensity as you're accustomed to. You're not deserving. You're only receiving the land in the merit of your ancestors. Moshe only saved you because he said, Zichor li Avraham li Yitzchak uli Yaakov. Thus, when you proceed to go into the land, you'll go into the land, but it's the land that I've promised. HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws back those same exact words. You will go only in the merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, not in your merit. And thus, there's a consequence. There is a penalty. Anyway, it's not in your merit. Now let's go back a little bit further. Put all of this in perspective. In the very beginning of Parshas Shemos, the very first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe and tells him, when Hashem recruits Moshe, the introduction to Hashem seeking out Moshe as his messenger are a few psukim where we learn about the shibud, the intensity of the servitude of the Jewish people, as they were suffering in Egypt. Pasuk there says, the work intensified. This is really where the story of the Exodus really first begins. They sighed. They cried. They screamed out to Hashem for help. Vayishma Elokim esma kosom. And here come the key words. Vayizkor Elokim es brisa. Hashem remembered his covenant. Es Avraham, es Yitzchak, v'es Yaakov. Zuchus ovois. Hashem decided that he will redeem us in the merit of our ancestors. But that's not all. The next words are very critical. There's another pasuk, the very next pasuk, in the beginning of Shemos, Perek Beis, pasuk Chaf Dalet, and then comes Chaf Hei. Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael, vayeda Elokim. Hashem said, it's not only the merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The pasuk says that Hashem, he looked at the Jewish people, at the people themselves. He saw them. He saw their suffering. Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael. Vayeda Elokim. And Hashem knew. What did he know? This is subject to too much interpretation. Rashi says, Nafan aleihem lev. Hashem paid attention. Lehelim enos mehem. He did not hide himself. He did not conceal himself. He did not send a malach. Hashem saw the people. Hashem appeared to them. He didn't say, V'shalachti malach lefanecha. Hashem looked at them panim el panim. The words of Rashi are so critical. Nasan aleihem leviloi he'elim enav nehem. He did not hide behind the malach. The very beginning of the story of Exodus is where we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he decided to redeem the Jewish people. It was a combination of the merit of our ancestors together with our own merit. When the Jewish people sinned with the Chet HaEgel, they lost almost everything. And even Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to grant, to achieve forgiveness. The most he can do was to say, Ribbono Shelom, don't you remember back in Parsha Shemos, where it says, Vayizku lukimes v'risoyes Avraham es Yitzchak v'es Yaakov? And Hashem says, you're right. That I cannot deny. But the next pasuk, the pasuk of Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael Vayeda Elokim, their own merit. I'm sorry, they lost their own merit. And I have to, if we will proceed, that pasuk is lost. And in that pasuk I said I will pay attention, I will cast my eyes, I will not hide. I'm sorry, I have to hide now. I will grant them what they deserve in the merit of their ancestors, but they're not going to receive the love and kindness of that second pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu paying direct attention. And this was something that Klal Yisrael could not accept. The pain was so great. They called it a Dovar Ra. They mourned. And we can now appreciate one of the most esoteric sections of the Torah, where after the Jewish people told Moshe, we cannot accept this. We have to earn back our own merits. The word of Vayeda appears again and again, as if the entire service, the entire thrust of Moshe and the Jewish people from here on in is to once again earn, to restore Vayeda Elokim. As we read when Moshe goes up to Shemayim and he says to Hashem, Hareini no es kvoidecha. Show me your honor. These are very esoteric words, but let me just look at just the key word. Vayeimim Moshe el Hashem re'ei ato oimer elai halas amazeh v'yato yu lo hodatani. That word appears. You did not make it known to me. Esa shetishlachimi. V'yato amarta. You Hashem, you said, yidaticha v'shem. I will make it known to you by my name. The word yeda appears again and again. Hodieni no. Let the people see that you are paying attention, you are with us. The word appears again in the next section. You have found favor in my eyes. And indeed, I do forgive you. Vo e do acha b'shem. I will make myself known to you. A restoration of what it says in the beginning of Parsha Shemos, Vayeda Hashem. I will pay attention. I will make myself known to you. I will be with you once again. So to summarize, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim begins with a combination. We have Baruch Hashem, Zuchus Avos. But Zuchus Avos only can get us that far. The Musar, the message of the Parsha is, every person, every generation has to earn their own place in this world. every person needs their own merit. You can't just rely upon someone else, our ancestors or our friends. A person has to earn their own keep. Klal Yisrael, the Talmudit, the very beginning, they have Zuchus Avos. They cry to Hashem, they had their own merit. In this week's parasha, we learned about the tragedy of the Cheder Egel, where we lost our merit. We still had the merit of Zuchus Avos. But look at how Klal Yisrael, how clever and sensitive and wise they were. Having just the merit of our ancestors is very limited. When we have our own merit, then of course the beauty, the glory, the legacy of the Avos is magnificent. The bonus that it brings to the Jewish people is indescribable. But the foundation is Vayeda Hashem. The foundation is to have your own merit, to make your own path, your own mark in this world. We almost lost that. And with losing that, the Zuchus Avos didn't have much value to us. Moshe, Klal Yisrael, had to make that impression upon Moshe Rabbeinu that without our own merit, the Zuchus Avos is not satisfactory. You have to go back to Hashem and tell him, we'll do what it takes to restore our own merit. And indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu, representing us, pleads again and again, different forms. This is a very esoteric section of the Torah. But the key word is to beg Hashem that he restore the principle of seeing us, being with us, acknowledging that we have our own merit. When we learn from this, the lesson, the important critical lesson is be your own person. Have your own accomplishments. Achieve success through your own expression of Yirat Shamayim. This is what will grant true satisfaction, true success, and it will tap into the glorious legacy of where we come from. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Jake. Thank you to all of you. Have a wonderful week. Be well.